You can see the border over there. Adam?
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yes, of course. You've been across this way before, haven't you?
You know I have.
You're no stranger to this part of Germany, are you?
No.
Exactly why we need you.
You don't need me. Not you, personally.
Well, the old firm, then. It may not be my party, but that doesn't mean to say that it's any less the Great Britain, old man.
I don't like being lent, Viv. I'm not a library book. What are you going to like?
No, Spence. It's not as if he's a stranger.
I don't like him, though.
That's right to the point. You're very competent. What was it you wanted?
No, light.
Oh, sorry, yes, here. He assures me it's a vital operation. He's persuaded Devonish it's vital and that it won't work without you. Out of my hands, old man.
They know me over there. They got my number years ago. Not any good in East Germany now, not as an undercover.
We've been through all that. Spence explained it.
Yeah. I'm not going to be exposed to the German coppers. I'm only a backup and advise. It's cobblers, Viv.
Shh, shh. What? Spence. Looks like they're ready. Darn good luck, old man. Don't let us down.
You can guess.
Kane, ready to go?
Yeah.
Wedge was in the car, waiting for us. We don't want to hold up the show, do we?
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
The Deep Freeze War.
You've been briefed, of course.
Viv's told me what it's about, that's all.
Good. I'll be directing you. The operative is Wedgwood. You are backup. Simply that.
What about alternatives? What happens if we go to backup?
It won't happen.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
There's a contingency plan, of course. I'll tell you in the car.
I want to approve it first.
Kane, I've heard about you, and I don't stand for any nonsense. You may have brainwashed Spencer Dickens. I'm not the same man at all. The men I direct do as I say.
Is that so?
It would save us both a lot of time and tears if you understand that. I've devised the contingency plan as I have devised the whole operation. It meets with my approval, and as far as I'm concerned, that's all that matters. Do we understand one another?
Understand? Yeah. But it doesn't mean I agree.
You'll obey me.
I suppose so.
Because if you don't, I have a contingency plan of my own. One that only I know about.
Is that a threat?
Call it what you like, Kane. It's there. And I won't hesitate to call it into operation. You've met Wedgwood?
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, here we go. It's a long drive.
I maintain no contact with Kane whatsoever.
Correct. Only if you get into trouble, then I might decide to activate Kane in your defense. The decision is mine.
And where do I stay all the time?
We have a safe house. You'll be out of the way. I'll keep you informed.
Thank you very much.
Of course there's a minefield. We went through this in the briefing. We have a very up-to-date map. And the guide.
Guards?
You've been through this bit of border before. You know the guard situation.
Well, it might have changed.
It hasn't, believe me. That is, it hadn't yesterday.
Then there's a light patrol once a day, on foot.
Easy.
They usually pass at about midday. It's just after one now.
Well, they've been through. We can move across.
Right, I'm ready.
You see the Englishman? Good. I think they're about to move. How about no shooting? Do you understand? They must not be molested or intercepted in any way. If they sight even one of you men, then that man will be in severe trouble. Do you understand me? Good. Take your posts. I simply want them observed. I want to know where they are going and what they are up to. Only then will I make my move. To your posts now. Go.
I wish it was warmer.
No real.
No talking. Sound carries in snow.
Oh, quiet to bother you.
The minefield's right there, where the trees start.
I'm aware of that.
Well, I can't see no guide.
The guide will be there. Please leave the worry to me, Kane.
No, Blimey, he's got it right.
Yeah, I can see the guide. I'm near the trees.
Waiting for us. Wedge, would you stay here? Kane, come with me.
That doesn't make sense. Easier, man. I'm the backup.
Will you do as I say?
Spence.
I'm talking.
How do you know we're not already in the minefield? How do you know they haven't moved it?
It's nonsense. Our guide is up there. There's no point in waiting up there. Just a minute.
Question of directions. We didn't come straight from the border, did we? We could be coming round the side of the minefield.
You're trying to confuse me.
Yeah, and I'm not even working hard. It's all right, Spence. We're not in the middle of the minefield. Come on. I just wanted you to think we might have been.
We'll settle this later, Kane.
Good idea. There's a little bloke, whoever he is.
Yes. This time I think you're in for a surprise, Kane. This is our guide.
Blimey.
Her name's Catherine.
But I prefer Kate. Shall we go? Is this the man?
No. Our man's down there below the trees.
You shouldn't have left him.
He wouldn't listen.
Stop it. It's standard procedure. He'll come out now when we've established contact. You see?
And if the police are watching?
They're not.
But if they were, he'd be exposed like a cherry on a blob of ice cream.
You tell him, love.
That's enough. Both of you.
I brought you some tea.
Oh, thank you very much.
The other two are in a huddle. Last minute plans, I suppose. I thought they'd be too busy for tea.
Now, are you going to join me?
If you don't mind.
Lovely.
Only I don't answer questions. Not about me.
Now, nothing personal. I just wondered what...
What a nice English girl was doing showing you the way through East German minefields.
Well, more or less.
No comment. Your tea's getting cold.
But you've done it before?
Once or twice.
Have you worked with that one before?
Spence? Is that his real name? No, I don't suppose any of you use your real names on a mission like this.
That didn't answer my question.
I haven't worked with any of you before. You're all three complete strangers to me. In fact, you might easily be plants. KGB men setting me up. I'm serious.
But you'll take the chance.
You don't know me well, Kane. I never take chances.
You fool! How could you lose them? Never mind. Come over here. They have not left the area. Not yet. They're hiding somewhere. There must be a house, something in the forest. You know the area well, Gunther. I want a search. I want this circle covered very carefully. Until we again make contact. But you understand, they are not to be disturbed. I want your men to remain out of sight. It is the local agent, the guide. He is cleverer than I expected. He allows them to slip out of our net. Never mind. They will be found again. They must be found.
Nervous?
A little.
I've planned it very carefully, old man. We've taken no chances. This is an important operation. If we lose you, we lose our chance to get that information.
One thing worries me.
What?
Kane.
Him? I wouldn't worry about him. I'll take care of that one.
No, Spence, you don't understand, sir. He's been in here before. We haven't.
You're not suggesting...
I'm not criticizing you, but Kane seems unhappy about the way we're doing things.
He's been difficult for the sake of being difficult. You know the type.
Everyone in the department says he's a good man, one of the best.
But difficult?
Yes.
Well, don't give him a thought, Wedgwood. He's not your concern. I'll deal with him. You do trust me, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Good. Then you get your things together. You're about to move out.
Yeah, you want me to stay in this place?
What's wrong with it?
You said a safe house. This place ain't safe.
Oh, really?
It's spitting distance from the border. You know what a police concentration is in this area? Just about 5 times higher than the rest of the country.
The deeper in you move, the further you have to travel to get out again. You stay here.
Guy? Kate? Are you ready to move out?
If that's what you want.
Sure, okay. See you in a day or two.
Yeah, sure.
We'll be looking after you. Don't worry about a thing, Wedgwood.
Now, that's a stupid thing to say to the boy for a start, isn't it, Spence?
Kate.
Quiet, please.
Sorry, but...
Will you be quiet?
What's the matter?
I don't know. There's something wrong. I don't like it here. Hey, lie down. Jack, get down.
Get up! You two up, please. And walk this way. With your hands up on your head.
What do we do?
I don't know. They're all around us. Listen, I didn't set this up. It wasn't my fault.
This is your last warning. If you do not move, my men will shoot you dead.
Came.
Hi, and
police. East German security police.
If you lay odds, it's not Hunter Spence, not at this time of the year.
But how the...
I don't know. You tell me. You've got it all so well organized.
Well, what do we do?
Oh, you asking me?
There's no call to be like that. You're back up on advice. I'm asking for advice.
Clear out.
What?
Get away from here fast. Back over the border.
And leave Wedgwood? And the girl?
Yeah, they've had it. There's no point in getting nicked as well.
No.
Okay. You ask my advice, that's
perhaps
it.
They haven't been captured. All we heard was a shot.
No, no. Perhaps they're both dead.
You're being extremely negative.
Listen, mate, I didn't like this picnic from the beginning. I didn't want to come. I didn't like your plan, and now I don't like what's happening to it. And what's most likely going to happen to you and me. If you want to stick around and count the bodies, that's your problem. I'm going home.
You stay here.
You're going to make me?
Yes. I'm going to make you. If you move to that door, Kane, I'm going to shoot you.
Put him down there. Here's a chair. Thank you. That is all. You're not dead, Englishman. Talk to me. I said talk to me.
I got nothing to say.
Oh, you English. You play the spy games like children, like the Boy Scouts. The world has changed, you know. What is your name?
I don't have to tell you anything.
Name, rank, and number. Eh? Like the old days, the Red Cross rules for the game was a war. This is not a game. You are a spy. There are no rules. And I want your name, young man. You know my name? My name is Jekyll. Konrad Jekyll. Perhaps it means nothing to you. But you will learn to know it. Learn to hate it. You know, I'm sorry that we missed your companions, but it is only a matter of time before we have them all. I've been assured of that. Would it surprise you to know that I have been aware of your little game since 3 days before you crossed our frontier?
Now, that's silly, Spence. I can take that gun away from
you. No, you can't. I've been trained just as well as you. I know how
to... Leah, look. Leah! So, you're a kid, Spence. You haven't been trained for nothing. It's time you learn the score.
I'll have you from this game.
Maybe, maybe not.
You can't leave me here.
Watch me.
They're here. They've come for us.
Nope, stand still. Close the door, darling. There's a draft.
They were waiting for us. They got Wedgwood.
Really?
We'll have to clear out of this house. They must know there are others here.
Yeah. Come on, Spence.
How did you get away?
I'm better at it than Wedgwood.
You can say that again. Are you hurt?
No. I was clear into the trees before they could get shot at me. I wanted Wedgwood to make the break with me, but he froze.
He's a kid like this one. They're playing games. Come on, we're pulling out. Are you going to stay, Spence?
No. No. I'll come with you.
Steve. So that was it, eh? As I suspected. In fact, merely a confirmation. You say the man with you is Spence?
Yeah.
And the backup is called Adam Kane.
I told you.
The backup is called Adam Kane, eh?
Said.
Yes, you did. Of course, I knew all this. I was merely wishing to see the mettle of the current British secret agent. How disappointing to find them so weak, so ill-informed, and so inept. I don't care. Now, that is a different sort of man, wouldn't you agree? We have been wanting to eliminate him for many years. I would not have thought him foolish enough to come back to the East in such a vulnerable fashion. But perhaps he, too, is suffering from the obvious collapse of the British Secret Service.
Here, which way are you taking us?
We can't go back the way you came in. They'll cover that route now. They know you're here.
No, I don't know about it.
She's right.
No, I'm not sure. Hang on.
We've got to keep moving.
In a tick. Now, let's work this out, Spence. Maybe they won't be watching the obvious way out for the obvious reason. We wouldn't be stupid enough to go that way.
It's a dreadful chance.
Maybe. But maybe it's the only chance.
Do you want to try?
Oh, we can do this three ways. We can go back the way we came in, we can try another way to the border, or we can go deeper into East Germany.
Are you mad?
That way they're not expected.
But how will we get out?
Try for Dresden. We've got a bloke in Dresden and a safe house that's really safe. We could hang about there and let London get us out.
No.
Why not?
It's an admission of defeat.
Come on, mate. You've already lost. The whole operation's a muck-up. London must know by now. We haven't sent any signals, and they know what silence means. You're not going to get anything out of this but a long time on the carpet.
Really?
Really. Now, what's it going to be?
I like your idea.
Which one?
Heading for Dresden. They'll never expect that.
Why don't we split up?
No.
Go three ways. Each of us take a different route.
Why?
That way at least one of us is going to get back.
With what? We've got nothing to take home except us. Nothing for London, no secret papers, no information.
Well, it was just a thought.
It's not a bad one.
Except he's never been on an East German party before. He'd be in a bag in half an hour.
We all stand the same chance.
Do we? I wonder.
I don't mind trying it on my own.
Which way?
Whichever way you decide, Kane.
I'm still in charge. I'll decide. I'll try a new route out. Kane the old route, and Kate will go back to Dresden.
No.
What do you mean?
We all go back the way we came in. Come on, move it.
You're mad, Kane. I've given you a direct order.
And I've given you a direct answer to it. Now, you come in with us, or you stay in here.
Stand up, Mr. Wedgwood. Stand up!
Oh, you are no longer in pain.
No. I'm just tired. You won't let me sleep. I want to sleep.
So you shall, but not for a while.
Oh, please.
You will sleep in your own home in London. You will be there by this evening.
London?
Do not look so stupid, dear Mr. Wedgwood. I'm letting you go. I'm driving you to Dresden and placing you on an aircraft bound for London. Do you not wish that?
I believe you.
Oh, it matters little. Come. Walk with me, Mr. Wedgwood, and I will prove to you that I do not lie. I do not want you baby spies are produced to us. I want Adam Kane. Why do you think I organized this whole operation? If not to capture the famous Adam Kane.
You cold?
No, I'm used to it.
Oh, I'm freezing.
It's just as well the snow's still falling.
Oh, covering the tracks, yeah. Tell me something.
What?
I still don't know what you're doing in a place like this. It don't make sense.
Not now. There's no time.
Maybe not. Hey.
What's the matter?
I'm dreaming. Where's Spence?
I thought he was right behind us.
Yeah, so did I. He's vanished.
Oh, hell.
Well, I'm not going back for him.
If they pick him up, he'll tell them which way we've gone. It's still the best part of an hour to the border.
Well, we go back for him then. Come on, silly man. Maybe we should leave him.
You can't do that. I told you quite apart from the fact that he's one of us.
He'll give the game away. I'm not so sure about that.
He'll talk. He's weak.
I didn't mean that. What did you say before that?
He's one of us.
That's something he's still got to prove to me.
Are you certain they will come back?
Certain. They won't leave me. They don't trust me. At least Kane doesn't.
Things have not worked out as we planned, Spence.
Kane's unpredictable. I think he suspects.
Then he won't come back.
Oh, yes, he will. He'll want to get me. Even if it's simply to kill me. He's funny like that.
You'd better be right. I've withdrawn all my men from the port itself to set up this trap.
He'll come.
Can you see anything?
No. He's disappeared.
Yeah, which is funny for a start.
He might have done what he threatened to do. Tried a different route back to the border.
No. Two reasons. He doesn't know a different route back. Not without one of us to show him the way. Second reason, he's so damn scared to go off on his own.
Then why did he suggest it?
I'm just beginning to understand.
Understand what?
This old nasty setup. It's too late now.
For what?
To avoid missing him. We go on into the trap, darling.
Trap?
And we hope for the best.
There, I told you.
Yes, one of them. Which one's that?
The girl.
It's Kane I want.
Shoot her, and he'll come running.
Yes. Such an idea. Gunther, the sniper rifle. There. That figure down there. Shoot, but not to kill. I want to hear her scream. Loudly.
No, you don't, Gunther. It's drop that rifle in the snow, Gunther, and you can tell all your other strong-armed goons to do the same. Quickly!
Put your weapons down! All of you!
That was clever, Comrade Jaegel. Oh, it was all a setup, was it, Spence? You set it up. Why?
For the money? What else?
No, no, I swear
it. You can swear all you like when you get to court. Now then, Jaegel, you and Spence are going to walk in front of me very slowly, all the way to the border down there. And when we get there, you can come home, but Spence goes with me, right? Right? Good. Hold tight down there, darling. We're on our way. They're not going to shoot. Are they?
No. They will not shoot.
Just as well, as you'd be the first one to go, Jaegel. And you'd be a very close second, Spence. Now, walk. How's your drink?
Lovely, thanks, Adam. You know, I never thought I'd see the inside of one of these again.
It's just a pub.
But it's been so long. Mm.
Are you going to tell me now?
What about?
What you were doing there, in East Germany.
Working for DI6.
Why? I mean, how did you get there?
The usual way. I trained as an undercover agent. And I met someone.
An East German?
Yes. He was working for us then. Curzon Street didn't seem to mind us getting married as long as I was still prepared to work for them. I wasn't.
And then what happened?
Carl was murdered by Jaegel's police. They didn't know about me. It had been 3 years since I left the service. But they were happy to take me back. I was happy to go back. I loved Carl.
And you wanted to get Jaegel?
Right. I almost shot him then, you know, when you let him go at the border.
Never mind, darling. The KGB will probably do it for you. They don't like failures.
I hope so. Then I won't have to go back and do it for them.
You wouldn't go back, would you?
Oh, yes.
Blimey, you're a strange one.
No. Just angry. I'll stay angry until Jaegel's dead.
Maybe it's already happened.
Maybe that's why I'm feeling so happy. Adam, one thing bothers me.
Yeah?
When did you know about Spence, I mean? When did you know he was working for them?
When he made one remark about the three of us splitting up.
But that was reasonable. Quite sensible, in fact.
Right. Too sensible by half. The first clever thing he'd said on the old trip. It was then I knew something was wrong. He just wanted to be on his own so he could shop the two of us. Are you ready for that second drink, darling? Because I certainly am.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.